What's good, bro? What you up to?
Nothing much. Just looking up old videos and old tweets on celebrities trying to get them canceled.
Canceled?
Yeah. It's when you jeopardize the livelihood and reputation of someone based on something they did in the past.
Oh. Why?
I'm a part of the most toxic community on the internet. It's what we do.
Okay.
Yep. We have to hold people accountable for what they've done in the past, regardless of who they are today. We don't judge people based on who they are now. We judge them on who they were.
I see.
Honestly, to cancel someone, it doesn't even have to be something they did in the past. It could be something they did today or something we think that they might do tomorrow. Shit. Nowadays, we cancel people for no reason. You can do absolutely nothing. We'll cancel you. The most effective way to cancel someone is to create our own narrative and turn a subgroup against that celebrity.
What do you mean?
Okay, like J. Cole, for instance. He said in a recent song, "It's something about this queen's tone that's bothering me." We took that line, twisted it, and we created the narrative that says J. Cole is telling black women to watch their tone, telling them to shut the fuck up and sit down. Now J. Cole is a misogynist that hates black women.
Is that what he meant? Was that the intent?
Probably not, but that's the thing with cancel culture. We create our own narratives. We don't follow logic or facts. We follow the herd.
Oh. So what do y'all get out of all this?
I don't know. But sometimes we bully people into apologizing just to say that their apology isn't sincere. It's fucking great.
Wow. This video isn't even funny. No, this is just actually sad. And this is life. And I don't even know how to end this video. Fuck.
Yes, people, welcome back to Vendetta Cast, episode number 10, with myself, Digga Bruckshot, aka Adam Fisher on Facebook. How the fuck are you all? We're going to get straight into this. Obviously, everyone knows what this episode is going to be about. Now, first and foremost, I will address the original incident and how this, the catalyst to why this all occurred. I think it's important to explain myself. More than just a Facebook status or, you know, even a direct apology to Theatrix himself. I've already stated that I apologized to him directly. I sent him my phone number immediately and asked him to call me. And he did. We spoke for about a minute. That was all he allowed me. And he accepted my apology. The actual incident itself, I'll explain it like this. Not that it matters, because I know that in today's world, the intent or the context have no relevance whatsoever. But I think it's important still, because I still believe in those things. So I was sitting on my couch the other night. I saw Will tweet, I don't remember the exact wording of the tweet at this point. I'm not going to bring it up. excuse me. It was something along the lines of, "I think it's funny when people think I'm too white to be Asian, but actually I'm too brown to be Asian because I'm Filipino." To which I responded, "I thought Filipinos were just Chinese Mexicans." Okay. Now, on the face of that, in a non-comedy sense or non-comedic sense, you could take that as some, fly-by shit that was just wild. My insinuation, my goal of that response was, the same people that think you're too white to be Asian, Will, are the same people that think Filipinos are just Chinese Mexicans. That was the insinuation. That was the intent. I don't really need to go too much further into that because it doesn't go any further than that. You know, and it's been taken, and it's been taken into the stratosphere that I never expected, honestly. I honestly didn't think twice about the tweet. I know the guy is an aspiring stand-up comedian. I put the hashtags in there to let him know that it was a joke, you know, comedy, because I know that he's into comedy. And that's really it, man. That's the long and the short of it. Now, I know that this has been turned into something other than that. You know, an absolute witch hunt, assassination of my character, this, that, and the third, just based off of my personality as a whole. You know what I mean? I guess many think I'm controversial. I'm too outspoken for their liking. And they were waiting for the moment that I slipped up and they could actually grasp onto something. Because up until this point, the things that I say you may not like, but there's nothing really, there's no crimes involved in that. So this has been turned into a crime, you know what I mean? And that's fine. I take the brunt of whatever's come my way, whatever will come my way, in a reasonable sense, you know? I'm an honest motherfucker, man. Straight up. I am fucking honest. I do not lie. If, you know, people are offended by that, the Asian community, Filipinos in general, if you took offense to that, then I apologize to you. That was not my intention. And that is the last apology that I will make about this. For everything else that's been banded about regarding my character or my opinions or jokes that I have made in the past, memes that I've posted, conversations and threads that I've had, I don't apologize for one fucking iota of that. And that's just that. I don't need to apologize for saying things that you do not like. I'll apologize for something if it offends somebody. Only in this instance. Only because clearly it's a touchy time. And that joke was not taken well, to say the fucking least. So that's that. Now, you know, originally, me and Will had talked and he was going to come on the podcast and we were going to have a, you know, try and have a civil discourse and break this thing down. He subsequently backed out. He did say that he would still, you know, he did agree to come on, but just not now. And honestly, after I saw the video that he posted, where he messaged me actually and told me that he was plugging the podcast on his artist page, I went and checked it out. And he continued to drag me through the video, calling me names, listing off all these things that I am, you know, that I've made comments about in the past or whatever. And I was kind of like, I don't really fuck with that. You know what I mean? So I already kind of had in my head that I was going to bail on him. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be like, oh, I was going to bail first or whatever the fuck. It doesn't really make a difference. But, you know, I don't need to be spoken to like you're my daddy, number one. And I guess Will is under some impression that, you know, I need to learn the lesson that I've learned here is to stay out of conversations that, you know, That wasn't really my place to say that to him, whether it was a joke or not. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know the guy like that. So, you know, when I was in the Navy, my Filipino friends in the Navy, I would definitely say that to them. 100%. Wouldn't even think about it. You know, but I said it on Twitter in a public forum and people see it and they make of it what they want. And that was my mistake. You know, so I guess the guy's track record of the things that he posts and the things he says, I honestly didn't think that he would be offended by that. And especially my intention. My intention was trying to agree with his sentiment that the same, you know, these people are stupid that think he's too white to be Asian. And these people are the same kind of people that think this. So that was the whole deal, man. You know, funny enough, when I actually reached out to him originally to invite him on here, he agreed under the condition that I take down the screenshots of his tweets because he didn't want his name dragged through the mud. Which is quite fucking ironic, to say the least. But I did take him down. Just because, I don't know, I honestly thought that, you know, all right, you know, I fucked up here. Let's have him on the podcast and try to make an example of this, you know? I think he, at this point, thinks that this is some kind of plot of mine to save face or, you know, to make a comeback. I don't give a shit about making a comeback. I really don't. If this is what it's going to be, then this is what it's going to be. I'm fine with it. It's a shame that, you know, this is the world we live in and somebody owns up to a mistake and then this is the kind of, you know, it doesn't really make a difference. You know, there is no comeback. You make one misstep and it's a fucking wrap. And let's be honest, people have been gunning for me. They've been gunning for me. Waiting for that one moment where I slipped up. And I slipped up and it's all good. If you think I'm going to hide or never be seen again, you got another thing fucking coming. But in what capacity that will be, who knows? I'm not really too stressed about it right now, honestly. I said what I said. And I stood up and to be counted for it. You know what I mean? What else do you want? What else do you want? Where else does it go? You know, there's arguments to be made that the things that theatrics posts are quite offensive. If you're going to make jokes about adults fucking children and making fun of handicapped people and saying that Nazi jokes and those kinds of things are relevant again, then my bad, bro. You made it seem like it's no holds bar with you. So, you know, it is what it is. I want to say thank you to all the people that have been sending me messages, all the people that have been supportive. I haven't seen really any of that mountain of a thread that's been going around, you know. I haven't checked it out at all because there's no point really, you know. It's not gonna do anything. What am I gonna, you think I'm gonna jump in that shit and start fucking going back and forth beating off these motherfuckers with a stick? Nah, I'm not doing that. It's all good. Like, I know who I am and the people that know me know who I am. The rest of it is all chatter, straight up. So if you want to spend your days talking shit about me, trying to drag my name, making hats about me, writing raps about me. You're fucking lame. Simple as that. You know, I don't understand this. Also, this retribution against anyone and everyone that I've ever had contact with. Why are you coming for these people? I don't understand it. It makes no sense. You're coming for BP2, DJ Scene, DJ SS. Why? Do you think that they have any control over what I say and do? People are out here saying that I'm one of the founders of BP2 and shit, which just goes to show how misinformed you are. I have done gigs for BP2. That's the extent. I am friends with DJ Scene. Do you think that he's with me 24 hours a day, proofing my tweets, proofing my Facebook statuses? Back the fuck off of these people. It's just, you just want blood. Why, man? Because I say things that you don't agree with? What is that? It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't agree with all the shit that you motherfuckers say. But I'm not saying shit to you. I don't give a fuck what you think or believe. That's cool. That's your opinion. Have it. I respect it. Will I get into a fucking a debate with you in a thread? Sure. Everybody does that shit. That doesn't mean I am like so, my feelings are so fucking hurt by what you believe. That's the other thing. You know, I was sent a couple screenshots and shit about the thread, whatever, you know. Certain people saying that I've been a dick to them or whatever, you know, like, when? Who? I don't know what we're talking about here. And even if I was, is that, you know, that brief interaction that you had with me, so now I'm just a dick, right? That's cool. I don't care if that's how you feel. But most of the people saying that kind of shit don't know me enough to even make that assumption. Maybe I was drunk at an after party. Maybe I was fucking sick. Maybe you were a promoter and you weren't handling your fucking business. Because there's a lot of that out there. So I don't know. You can call me a dick for wanting a lift from the fucking airport to the hotel, or and I got mad about that because you're not there to pick me the fuck up, me or the other artist I'm with. Oh, I fucking booked him and he was such a dick about X, Y, and Z. I don't even know, because I haven't seen the shit, so I don't know what you motherfuckers are saying, but it's all good. You know, I saw some, you know, a tweet about, oh, I took this shit down because I don't want people coming for his family and blah, 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 blah. We're going to take this shit from the computer to my front door or some shit? That's disgusting, man. My family is to be left the fuck out of this shit. Period. Move along with that shit. You got a problem with me? Talk about it online. You got a problem with me? Talk about it with your friends. Post the screenshots. Make the memes. Do whatever the fuck you want. Doesn't bother me, man. But you do not speak about my family, period. Or we'll have big fucking problems. I don't play that shit. Now, I'm trying to be as honest as I can on this shit, man, because I have no reason to. You know, I'm not fake. I'm sorry to say. I know that bothers so many people. I'm not fake. I can't be fake. And I guess that's part of the reason why people think I'm a dick. Because most of you people out there, most of y'all, do the smile in public, hate in private shit. I don't do that shit. I never done that. Never. And I've been totally okay with that. So why does that bother you so much? It's okay to be yourself, man. Really, it really fucking is. It's okay to not be liked. You don't have to be liked by everyone. There's been people that I thought were my friends out here trying to denounce me. Just dropped my phone, my bad. Which I find comical. Because the same people that are doing that are the same people that were the first ones to pick up the phone and call me and tell me how supportive they are. Tell me I'm a good dude. They got my back. Speak to me for an hour, 12 hours later, write a 3-page essay about how much they are, just throwing me under the bus. And that's exactly the type of behavior I'm talking about right there. Fakery. That is some fake ass shit. I don't need anybody to fight my battles for me. Don't get it twisted. I don't need my friends, my associates, anybody to come out and stand up for me or any of that shit. I don't expect that. But don't fucking call me up acting like that. And then literally the next morning, post some wild shit like that. That's just fake. You're just doing that for the masses, man. You're just doing that to protect yourself. Which I get it, man. You know, like, sure, cool, do that. But don't do that and then tell me you love me. Because you fucking don't. And that's fine. Just be honest. Be honest. Be consistent. At the very least, I'm consistent. Now, has there been times where maybe I was a dick just to be a dick? I'm sure. I'm sure, man. You know? I don't know what else you want. You want me to apologize for anything I've ever fucking done in my life? I'm not going to fucking do that. I see people still posting this fucking meme I posted about my wife from 3 fucking years ago. About, it said, it was like a picture of Trump with a button for the wall. And I said, I just send this to my wife when she acts up. Oh, he's a fucking racist. Oh, he's a fucking racist. You dumb fuck. That doesn't even make any fucking sense. It's clearly a joke. My wife is fine with it. So who the fuck are you to be mad about it? Yeah, my wife is Cuban. My baby's half Cuban. I'm allowed to make that joke. When I go to fucking Christmas Eve dinner at my wife's family's house, they're all speaking Spanish. I guess what? I hate them? I don't know what you're trying to insinuate. I also saw a screenshot of the joke I made about Italians and the fucking Cape Crusader. I'm not even going to name his name with an Italian last name. Latching onto that for his victimization. See, he's doing it about Italians too. Shut the fuck up. It's a fucking joke, man. Italians love owning concrete companies. It's fucking facts. You're mad about that? Fuck you. It's a joke, man. You know, if you think I'm going to stop doing my podcast, if you think I'm just going to go fucking hide and all that shit, I'm not doing that, man. I'm honest, bro. I'll be honest. You can take it or leave it. It's interesting to me that of the 1,000 comments or whatever it may be on that thread, I don't think that I've lost that many friends on Facebook. So if you hate me so much, unfriend me and shit, man. Or do you just want to watch the show? You know? Or, you know, it's like smelling gas or some shit. I don't get it. You are free to curate your social media however you choose. If I didn't want to see other opinions, none of you would be on my Facebook. None of you. If I wanted to create my echo chamber and have everyone on the same page saying the same shit all fucking day, all goddamn night, then I would curate it to that. And you're free to do that, man. So, you know, I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. It's a witch hunt. Everybody knows that. Everyone who has a fucking half a brain in their fucking head knows that shit. And that's fine, man. It's really cool, man. Not over here crying about it. But if you think I ain't gonna talk about it, or if you think I'm just gonna be quiet, I'm not. You know, I still got a voice and I still got a life to fucking live here. And this is what I do. And I'll continue to do that. You know, you want to excommunicate somebody for a difference of opinion. Like I said in my other podcast, man, I've never been called a racist in my entire fucking life until the last 2 fucking weeks. Because everybody's so fucking emotional and stirred the fuck up. Why? Because you're all trying to look righteous. You're all trying to be, look at me, I'm good, I'm the good one, look what I'm doing. All the white guilt. There's so much of that shit going on. You fucking people must be angels sent from heaven or some shit. Like, just the most angelic human beings. All of you that are dragging me and doing all this shit right now, you must be, you know, just perfect humans who has never said something fucked up, never done something fucked up, nothing. For you to be the judge, jury, and the executioner of me. I don't need to explain myself to anybody. Period. I don't need to explain the things I've said in the past. I don't need to make justifications or any of that shit. I owe my family, that's it. And my friends. My real friends. That's it. Being offensive is not a crime. Being controversial is not a crime. You don't like it, change the fucking channel. Like I said in my statement, I didn't come here for friends. I didn't come to drum and bass for friends. That's not why I'm here. I'm here for the music. And that's it. I've made friends because of this music. Lifelong friends that I'll always have. And for that, I'm happy. But I didn't come here to be Mr. Nice Guy to everybody, to make sure that everybody likes me. You know, that's just not me, man. It never has been me. So, you know, with that being said, I don't really know where else, what else needs to be said here. I really don't. Like, that's it, man. I want to give a shout out to Uncommon Being for supporting the podcast up until now. They want to chill on the promo and all that for now. I understand. BP2 want to make a statement. I understand. Any associates that are, have a company or whatever that they're trying to promote or trying to whatever with, I'm totally cool with that, man. I get it. I understand the times. Totally get it. Not mad. I don't hold any grudges. All good. I'm going to be fine, dude. And so will all of you. Your anger and your hatred will pass. So, in closing, man, I think social media is a very toxic place. I think many of us have gotten caught up in it. I think for myself, it's been very unhealthy and very poisonous. I do plan on taking a break from it, just because I think that's a healthy move to make right now, especially in these times. Facebook, mostly above all else, is literally the worst shithole on the planet. So, yeah, I mean, it's a massive addiction. I've been heavily addicted to it. I think people are addicted to the back and forth. They get addicted to the arguing. They get addicted to trying to prove their side of a story. And I'm totally guilty of that shit. But they're, at the end of the day, they're all opinions. And I don't hate or shit on anybody. Well, that's not true. I'll shit on somebody for their opinion. But I don't hate you for your opinion. At all. There's a few people that I interact with where our opinions, I'm talking about just online, where our opinions are so, they're so on opposite ends of the spectrum that, you know, you would think that we wouldn't even be civil. But there's a few of you that we still are civil. Could be something political posted and we're going back and forth in that post, or it could be something totally different that we totally agree on. And that's what life is, man. That's what this whole shit is about. Not everyone has to say and do the things that you like. That's communism, man. If we're all the fucking same. I don't understand why you're trying to create communist bubbles on the internet. Fuck that guy. He said something I don't like. He's fucking racist. I got called racist for saying that Drew Brees said nothing wrong, because he was talking about what the flag meant to him. And that was a racist comment, apparently. Then the Atlanta cop thing. And then this. So, 2 out of 3 of those are just opinions. The third one was a joke. You know, an offensive joke, sure. A lot of jokes are offensive. And even still, my guy Will posted on Twitter, if you guys want me to out some real racists, in parentheses, not comedians, holler at your boy. So I guess apparently, if you put the word comedian next to your name, it's all good. That doesn't make much sense to me. A joke is a joke is a joke. I don't have to be a comedian with the title of that to make a joke. That's according to me. According to him, I guess you do. It seems strange to me. But he's an open micer, so he's not a comedian. I've done open mic stand-up comedy before. Does that make me a comedian? You know what? Maybe I will go into stand-up comedy now. Because at least then I can get away with everything I want to say. By that logic. So I'll wrap it up here, man. I'm going to take a little time off the podcast, probably. Let the dust settle. I will be back. So, you know, I don't plan on, you're not just going to stop me from doing what the fuck I want to do. Vendetta tees are in. Baby blue, pink, and new black ones. And they're fucking fresh. So no matter what you think about me, if you like the shirts, they're here, man. So you can shoot me a DM, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, and I'll shoot one out to you, man. That's really it, man. Vendetta Cast, episode number 10. I'll catch you on the next one. Easy.
You are a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So, what I make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide. How to lie. Me, I don't have that problem. Me, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie. So say good night to the bad guy. Come on. The last time you're gonna see a bad guy like this again, let me tell you. Come on. Get away from the bad guy. There's a bad guy coming through.